We are up to Siman Tov Lamed Beis, the end bit of Siv Beis, which is the Ramah, very famous and important Ramah, who teaches us the Minig, which is the probably the most famous Minig in terms of B'tikas Chometz. What's the most famous Minig of B'tikas Chometz? Of course, yeah. Says the Ramah, V'noyagin le'oniach pesisei chometz. The custom is to plant pesisei chometz, little bits of chametz, b'mokoyim, in a place, shimtzoyim aboitek. You've got a place in various locations where the searcher will locate and find them. Kedei in order, shlo yeh birkhoso levatolo, so that the bracha should not be in vain. So, here, the words of the Ramah. The minig is to place chametz, doesn't say how many, to put chametz in various places in order it shouldn't be a bracha levatolo. So, if he's concerned about bracha levatola, so why is it only a minig? It's a minig. Why is it a minig? If you're worried about bracha levatola, because you can't rely on beer. Although the beer is only taking place the next day, but the bracha still won't be in vain. But it's not avilas yosan. We learned you've got to do avilas yosan. Why is he only a minig if you're worried about bracha levatola? It finishes off the Ramah. Umiyu, however, im loy nosan, if you didn't place loy ike, if it doesn't matter, some akiv, the da'as kol odom, because the intention of people is, the da'as kol odom ima bracha with the bracha leva'er, to destroy im nimtza if it's found. So, the final line of the Ramah is very important. It's teaching us that what's the mitzvah? What is a mitzvah? What's the takon of b'tikas chametz? What do you have to do? Search. Now, most times I search for things that don't actually find it. I still try to search, right? Exactly. So therefore, what the Ramah is telling us, that the minig is only a minig, and you don't have to worry about bracha levatola, even if you don't put psisei chometz around. Because even if you don't find, as long as you searched, you can't have the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is to search, not to find. So much so, that if you just put psisei chometz around, what would you say? If a person puts them around in very obvious locations, you take 10 pieces of chometz and you put them on this table, on that table, on this table, over there and over there. And you don't have to search to get those 10 pieces of chametz. What do you think will be, have you fulfilled the mitzvah? If you're just collecting them from obvious locations, you're right, of course it's the mitzvah. And that's what the Kitzur Chonoch points out. That you've got to put the 10 pieces of chametz in places that is really going to make you search for them. If you are, it's not about finding those 10 pieces of chametz, it's about searching for chametz. Therefore, on the one hand, if you didn't place piece of chametz and you search, you're mekayem the mitzvah. But if you didn't search and you placed 10 pieces of chametz, then you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. It's very important. Good. More on that in a minute. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says on that. Sifkot Nyud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, advises, what kind of chametz should you hide? So you've got new base. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the top and 7 columns says, no, I can't. The high chometz kosher. He needs to be hard, solid chometz. Shalo yisporer, that shouldn't have crumbs. It's perhaps not such a good idea to have very,
Pita
is excellent. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Many people, try to wrap it around as well. It's also a good idea.
Plastic bags
will do the trick. Yeah, it doesn't have to be. You know, it doesn't matter if you don't see it. You know, it doesn't matter. It's as long as you know the chometz is there. So. Pardon?
Clear.
Yeah, it's excellent. Yeah, chometz. So it says it's the Mishnah Berurah does recommend chometz kosher. You're saying pita shalai special, create crumbs. Vegam and also b'mokem mishuma. And it should be in fairly safe place in Atinoikos v'Achborim because of the babies in the Achborim and the Havdil the mice. It's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah the yes. So the Gemara does discuss extensively what happens if you don't find chametz. What you have to be worried about weasels, about mice, about everything. So bottom line is, it's good idea to keep them in place that you know that. Wherever you're going to put them, that's where you're going to find them. Many families have a minute to actually write down that you do that. Mm. Write down the place where you put them. It's
I've done it last year, because the year before, I couldn't remember.
Because remember what exactly. There you go. So it's very, it's a good practice. It's good practice to write down the ten pieces of chametz. Here again, it's a good idea just to make sure that you're actually going to find the 10. The Gemara doesn't speak about how many you have to hide. For Noagin Laniach Pasisei Chometz. It doesn't say how many. It is a minik, and Mishnah Berurah is going to point out the minik, but you don't really, I mean, it's not what the Ramah says. The Ramah doesn't speak about 10. Yeah, now what about let's continue Mishnah Berurah Sefkot Yud Gimel Miu. Cholek al Zeh, the second opinion disagrees with the former opinion. The Enkan Chashash Boach Levatol, he holds there is no Boach Levatol. Why? Techein hi ha-mitzvah. Techein hu ha-mitzvah. This is the mitzvah. Livdoik, to check ha-chometz, to search for the chometz, ve-lechapes achov, look for it, to search for it, shem, or perhaps, yimtza, you will be found, you perhaps will find it. Ve-lem lo yimtza, and if you didn't find, ein pekach klum, it's not a bochel v'atole. Why is it not a bochel v'atole? Because searched. And if you search, I'm a kind of mitzvah. Ve-atazkos av oid, the Taz writes that Bocha Koel Mashiva Le Mocha. Oh, that's Naftali's point. Here it is. You're right. The Taz says that. Very good. Taz Kosav Oid, the Bocha Koel Mashiva Le Mocha. Taz writes the Bocha is what is going to be found tomorrow. Bevada Mashisham Achilosoi. So that the Bocha is on the Biur Chometz, which is going to take place tomorrow when you're burning it. Elo Shema Yoim Maschel Le Debdika. Only today you're starting with the Bedika. Can I be seen in Tov Lamed Aleph? So not sure about Ovid Asiyoson though. V'chein iskimu achonim ledin, that's all the achonim paskin alach lamais as well. V'ayin b'chok Yankov writes, t'mikol mokim ein k'day levatel minig shel soil, the minig is still good to keep. Yes, even without the piece of chometz yom ekayim, the mitzvah, yes, but it's still good to do the minig soil of putting chometz around. V'ayin shom shenos and tam l'minig, and over there is additional reasons in the Chok Yankov. Figa Marie Kosta Minik Zeh, even the Arizal writes his Minik Shaniach Hasar Obsisin. He says you should put, he also writes his ancient Minik of putting 10 pieces of Chometz around. Ochen, therefore, however, Yishli Zohar Habashal Yoved Echom and Obsisin. You've got to be careful, as you're pointing out, that you don't lose any of them. I'm Bishad Shurim. Now, gentlemen, there is a very interesting Psak of Avil Yashiv. Avil Yashiv Paskins, it's a little bit controversial. I wonder what you think about this. Rav Yashiv says, everything we said now is true for then. For the times of the Mishnayos, it's true for the times of the Gemara, it's true for the times of the Chofetz Chaim even 100 years ago. But it is not correct nowadays, says Rav Yashiv. He says, nowadays, you have to, there's an absolute obligation to put Chometz around. We learned a minute ago that it's a minik. And why is it only a minik? Why is it not a chiyuv? Because it makes it to search. It says, nowadays, however, this is not true. Nowadays, it's not a minik, there's an obligation to put chometz around. Why does Avil Yashiv hold so? What's the difference? Oh, very good. Very good. Says Naftali, and it's in good company. Yes, Rav Yashiv says as follows. Rav Yashiv says, Mamash Netz Atzvah. He says, nowadays, when we check the houses, how likely is you actually going to find chometz? Based on your wife's weeks of work, yeah, before that. How likely is it in percentage? And husband. How likely is it in percentage? Probably not, it's close to 0%. Yeah? Very, very unlikely. Houses are very, very clean.
Depends on the toddler at that particular time, whether they're prolific, kind of taking food around the house.
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying there is still a concern.
Different, different
different minogim, different levels of levels. Right. Okay. So I still do. Okay. Let's leave out the babies. But you're right. I suppose you're right. But assuming that normally I think many houses are spotless, and Rabbi Yashiv therefore says that no, actually, if you're there on Leil Bdikas Chometz, it's falling on what night? Do we say Wednesday night? And you would say Baruch Atah Hashem He said that no, this is a Baruch Al Vatola. This is a Baruch Al Vatola because you know you're not going to find anything. How likely is it? And even if you're going to search for Chometz, it's not a genuine search because you know the outcome. And the outcome is going to be you're not going to find anything. Is there a concept of searching after searching, searching something which is completely clean? It's clean. Therefore says Rabbi Yashiv, what is considered in the Ramos times, a minik to place 10 pieces of chametz around was a minik in the Ramos time, but it was no assurance and guarantee the house is clean. Nowadays, however, where you know the house is spotless, if you know the house is spotless, right? If there's babies around, if you know the house is spotless, you don't. It's not just a minik; it's an obligation to put chametz around. What do you think about this?
Wouldn't it simply be the same as? Couldn't you draw the analogy of a city where there is no isn't the same true by a house? No chametz. Is there an obligation if you know it's got no chametz?
Mokaim she'ein machnisin chametz, says the Mishnah, ein chayv bdika.
A bit like, what about never? This we're not talking about a place where chametz has gone in, but it's been cleaned, surgically cleaned.
Yeah. The Mishnah says, a mokaim she'ein machnisin chametz, if you know no chametz is there, ein chayv bdika.
So what's Rabbi Lash's sorrow for engineering a chiev just to keep the minhag going?
Not only that, but you want to do the mitzvah of bdikas chametz. It's not just the minhag; you want to do the mitzvah of bdikas chametz. Without this, Rabbi Lash says you're not doing the mitzvah. You can't make a bracha. It's a bracha levatola. Yeah, no, but bdikas. So that comes into the question. Okay, but that comes into the question. Going back to your question from a few days ago, is there chiyuv gavur, chiyuv chefzer? So there is an element of gavur as well. And if you have a house and you're here for Pesach and you may have destroyed the chiyuv by having such a thorough house, it's all clean, but at the end of the day, there is an obligation to some extent to do a bdikas chometz. And how do you create this bdikas? You've basically bypassed, for good reason, but you've bypassed the mitzvah and that recreates the mitzvah. I must say, it's a bit of a controversial Rabbi Yashiv. Nobody, what do you think about this? Do you think that...
I found things.
You did find? Okay. Okay, so...
You can check the ingredients of certain things in
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. I also think I found one something. Yeah.
Can you just leave an empty room unsearched?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what some posts can recommend. They say, as you're saying, one room in the house should not be as thoroughly clean. And if that's the case, it may have been a bit, there should be still a genuine chashad. You haven't actually, you cannot call this a place which is 100% no chametz. And if you keep a room like that, that there might still be chametz, then for sure, you'd make a bracha on that room. You wouldn't have to bother. Only mitam minog, not mitam chiyuv. Yeah. I do feel that it's quite universal minik too. Does anybody not put chametz around? Sfardim? Does anybody know the Sfardim? Because it's a Ramo. I don't know if Sfardim. Who comes to shiurs? Anybody sometimes? I have to ask. Anybody know? Yeah. So you wouldn't know about the kula, the Sfardi kula. So I don't know. I don't know if the Sfardim. I wonder if the Sfardim have the minik or not. I actually don't know. Yeah. So that's very. I think it's an important mishnah. Now another question which we should address and discuss perhaps a little bit is the question of the torch. Yes, of course we use. The Shulchan Aruch says we use a candle, and yes, of course that's what the Gemara says you should use, but this was written in the days prior to the LED, and not an LED, but even before the torch, electric torch. The question is, can you fulfill the mitzvah with that? Instead of a candle?
I just spent the first time last year. I found with the all the wax goes.
Yeah. Wax goes everywhere.
I found
my fingers with the wax the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it with a bowl under the wax.
Okay, and that worked.
But it does affect concentration. No, because
it's very interesting you say that.
Fingers on the wax, or you're dropping the wax on the floor the whole time.
Yeah.
It keeps going out anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So you suppose you're saying are true, and the evidence that you're right is because Gemara says that. Gemara in first Perek Psachim says to not use an avuka, don't use a double a big candle with a big like with don't use that kind of thing because you're going to be concentrating on the fire, on the flame. Don't use a big thing because you're going to be. So you must be right that if you can even decrease that concentration. Even that requires. I think we'd all agree that an electric torch requires less concentration, and perhaps may we even suggest that it's more specific and you got better light from that. So therefore, it is true to say that most poskim hold that Shlomo Zalman, Rav Eliashiv, they all said yes, you can fulfill the mitzvah with the torch. Some people do. I still think that most people don't. I still think. What would you think? What do people generally do? People do the torch, yeah. So there is some poskim who say that it's better to use a torch for the reasons that you actually for the reason what you are actually suggesting. It's actually even better to use a torch for the reason that you are mentioning. The only posek which we hold that you can't do a torch. I think the only posek it might be Rav Nissen Kerlitz, which is Nifta. He feels that you have to use a candlelight, but I think it's a minority opinion. I think the consensus of the poskim is that certainly you can use electric torch, and some even hold that it's even better. Does anybody just use it? You say you're only using electric. Does anybody, you make the bracha on it as well? Yeah? You don't use candle at all? Yeah.
What's as far as saying you have to use a candle?
Because the Gemara, I don't know for sure, but I imagine the reason is, because Gemara dashens from a pasuk that makes the Ashav, and Gemara uses Gemara says you learn from a pasuk that you should use a candlelight as opposed to an avuka. So you see, there's an element of learning from a pasuk that you should use a candlelight. So I don't know for a fact, but I wonder if that's what it's why that's why you should use a candle, because Gemara learns it from a pasuk. So I'm not sure that's what he says, but it could be. Right, that's in terms of torch. Yeah, what is definitely a good idea is that if you're looking in places that you can't actually see anything with a torch, with a candlelight, if you can't, then it's obviously the torch is better. Does anybody have the meaning of switching lights off? Yeah? You switch it off. Why do you switch it off? You're actually using the... Much more effective. Can you see better with a torch when the light's off? Or is it just that you want to use the light? You can concentrate better. You can actually see better. Does everybody switch lights off? You don't switch it off.
Well, no, I mean, you've got lights from, say, the hall or something.
But in the actual room, you're going to switch it. Do you switch off the lights? You switch the lights off? Yeah? Do you ever switch the lights off? Switch off? Yeah? Yeah, I don't know if some people say you don't have to, because at the end of the day, yeah, you might be, at the end of the day, the idea is to see properly and thoroughly what you want to search, and it might not help you to switch
the lights. The lights we have in the house is really so bright.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, yeah. Because you're right. Of course, when the gzeirah of Chachamim was established, and the gzeirah was that boit kin la'oir haner, that you have to check supported with the light of a candlelight. Of course, it was referring to times there was no lights like we've got nowadays. But it was when it got dark; it actually physically got dark in the house as well. Yeah, and that's right. We just don't even remember that. We don't even think about that. That nowadays. You know, nowadays when it's, we've got the lights everywhere. But in those days, it was not like in times of the Mishnah, when it was dark outside, it was dark in the house as well. So, but halacha lemaisa, there's certainly not an obligation to switch lights off. Certainly not an obligation. Some say it might be better. Some disagree and say that it's not necessarily better. Okay. Simon Tov Lamed Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says, Abdike tzorich shetiye la'oir haner v'lo la'oir halevona. Abdikas chometz needs to be which be with candlelight, and don't use the not the reflection from the moon. So if you've got a bright moon shining, that's not good enough. You actually physically need to use the light of the candle. That's probably the reason why you have got the minhag of what you're doing, switching the lights off. Because what the Shulchan Aruch seems to be teaching us, that you have got to use primarily the light of the candle, perhaps. Yeah. So I hear that. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Fine. Let's stop here. What we covered this evening, Besiat Yishma, we spoke extensively about this famous and important Ramah. The meaning is to poop his chometz around. In order that the Ramah said that it shouldn't be bochel v'atola. The Ramah then continues and says, "No, actually, it's not a bochel v'atola." Because the bracha is primarily on the searching and not on the finding. We said that there's additional reasons why a person may want to spread out the piece of chometz, and we spoke about Eliashiv's approach. We spoke about the torch, shaila, the pros and cons, and we spoke finally about the halacha that din b'dikas chometz needs to be la'oraneh, v'lo la'alavon, not the reflection of the moonlight. And more on these halachas tomorrow. Good evening.